Partner to Succeed is running a series of collaboration clubs. Now, these collaboration clubs are about putting businesses together so that they can share skills and come up with services and products which, on their own, they might not have been able to produce. So, how is this going to happen and how is this happening across Cornwall? Well, one of the people who is facilitating that is David Bone. Now, one of the things that you are looking at is managing sales capacity. Just explain exactly what that means to two businesses who are collaborating.
Well, what it really is, Matthew, is that as businesses grow, they have the need to increase their outputs quite significantly. And those increases in outputs invariably require additional resources. Now, as we know, in this day and age, resources are not easy to come by, particularly cash, but there will be other resources as well, such as time, such as personnel, such as skills. So it's really all about trying to maximise the resources within the business to maximise and align the outputs of the business to customer demand.
So how do you help people do this?
I really kind of work with them on what they already know, if that sounds a bit strange. But we run a series of workshops where we ask the difficult questions that perhaps they wouldn't want to ask on their own, in their own board environment. And we will really get under the skin of the business and look at what the core competencies of the business are and get them to work to those strengths.
So once they have worked to those strengths and come up with a way of managing that capacity, whether of money, time, those sort of things, what benefits will they see after going to the collaboration clubs?
Obviously, ultimately, what we're trying to do is to get them to make more profit, to make more money, and to be able to employ more people and grow. I mean, that's the ultimate aim. I think what this enables a business to do, really, by working to its strengths, they would be able to maximise the efficiency within the business, which actually will release resources to enable them to grow without having to lose control, i.e. without having to seek funding from outside of the business.
What sort of stories have you heard coming back from businesses who you've talked to about managing capacity so far in the way that it's transformed their business?
Well, the reaction's been fantastic, and the main reason it's been so good is because they themselves have come up with all the ideas. And this is what we love about this workshop program, is the fact that we're able to, just by asking those difficult questions, suddenly get them to look at the business in a different way. So the management of the businesses themselves have been very excited because they've been able to make the transformations. And they've been absolutely amazed when they analyse the business at some of the inefficiencies that are there. Just by, you know, the everyday running of a business, you get your head down, you can't really see things. We're just encouraging people to look up and look above the parapet.
Yeah, you were just starting to go into my next question there is, what happens if people don't manage that capacity properly?
Well, sadly, we're seeing very many companies now around the UK, and in fact around the world, who are beginning to feel the backlash of the recession. What's happening an awful lot, of course, is many companies have survived the first wave of recession. Their sales declined, therefore their operations shrunk. As their operations shrunk, they had to downsize the business. Now, unfortunately, that's cost them money. What usually has happened there is it means their resources have been depleted. What then happens is that the customers come back and want their orders, or they want to increase the business, and the company doesn't have the resources and ability to be able to provide that. What then invariably happens is the company goes into an overtrading situation where their orders supersede their resources, and very sadly, that's what drives a number of them to the wall.
So we're now looking for people to come forward, if any of this rings bells with them in their business, to come and join in the collaboration clubs, sign up through the Partner to Succeed website.
Yes, and we would absolutely love to see businesses of all sizes. SMEs obviously are the companies that we're predominantly working with, but it would just be great to work with management teams on this. And even if, you know, even if you're not growing at the moment, just to analyse the business and get all your ducks in a line clearly is an operation that many people are enjoying.